Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Very interesting reaction yesterday here in South Africa to the appointment of Rolf Meyer as the South African ambassador to Israel. I found it quite fascinating in that that the objection mainly came from, I think, the EFF. I saw the MK. Even Karl Niehaus managed to scribble down a very, very tedious and predictable article that, of course, IOL published for him, but talking about all sorts of things that I didn't really understand. It was basically word salad. But Karl isn't the sharpest tool in anybody's shed. He's never been the brightest star in the skyline, in my view. But either way, he wrote some drivel about it, which obviously condemning it very strongly, which made me think that, in fact, maybe it is a good appointment. We also spoke yesterday to Davi Root, who echoed the same sentiments, not as Karl Niehaus, but the positive sentiments, saying, I think that it's a good choice. So it seems to be a very, very smart decision by Ramaphosa, not without its challenges, of course, but it seems to have been very, very well accepted. The move, of course, in my view, is about stabilizing ties. The question is how it is being received in Washington. Is it going to be seen as a reset? Is it just something routine? Joining us now is David May. He is a research manager, research analyst at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm not sure if David, I saw that he was trying to join, if he is there. David is there. David, a very, very good morning. Thank you for joining us, or good evening to you, and thank you for staying up to speak to us. Let's start with understanding seeing some of the reaction, if any, from the United States about the appointment of Rolf Meyer as the South African ambassador to the United States.
Good morning. So far, there hasn't been much reaction, if any. I think right now the South African portfolio just is not top of mind for the administration. But that being said, it seems, at least from an American perspective, to be a positive step. It seems that the Ramaphosa's government is trying to signal a softening of the relations, trying to get back from the tension that has typified the relationship since the Trump administration started with this latest administration. And especially coming right after Ramaphosa accepting the ambassadorship of Brent Bozell, who he himself has tried to turn the relationship in a positive direction. So at the very least, in terms of the signaling, it's very positive. But ultimately, so long as the South African government maintains its relationship with Iran, with China, and with Russia, it's going to be nice way of presenting it, but it really does not change the substance of the relationship.
That said, it might well be, and maybe I'm just being very glass half full at the moment, but it might well be that because he is somebody who Ramaphosa respects, if he hears a different narrative coming from the United States through the ambassador, it is possible, I would think, that that he might have a more positive influence than somebody who is potentially an Islamist, who is an American or Trump hater, who is sitting on the shores of the United States sending messages back to South Africa.
Definitely. It seems, at least from the American perspective, that this Rolf Meyer seems to be the best person situated for what seems to be an impossible job. It seems very likely that he can help ameliorate the relationship on the margins and make things better. And also, given the fact that he has Ramaphosa's confidence and also just his identity being Afrikaner himself and someone who's seen as a pragmatist and a good negotiator. So he seems to be very well qualified for the position, but ultimately it seems like the task ahead of him might be too much for even him to overcome, just given where the two countries are in their relationship.
Mm. Is the relationship about the relationship itself, or is it about, as you've mentioned earlier, other relationships? In other words, is it about the South Africa's other friends, or is it actually an issue within the relationship itself?
So I would say there's two elements here. One element is that within the inner Trump circle, there are some who have taken the Afrikaner issue and made that a pillar of the relationship between the United States and South Africa. And that's one element which Meyer can hopefully help prevent that from being a distraction between the two countries. But as you noted, it boils down to South Africa's relationship and its positioning itself alongside China, Russia, Iran, and also just seeing itself as a leader of the developing world, which then puts it in conflict with the United States very often.
What do you think his most important and urgent task is?
I think that one element is trying to get South Africa back on track for AGOA. That's clearly a very important task. And then also just working with the United States on tariff issues, trying to prevent the tariffs from continuing to harm the South African economy. But ultimately, I think it will, what he, Meyer can help improve is the messaging. There's a lot of negativity coming out of South Africa, especially with the Iran war and the ties with Iran and the kind of vitriol that we hear Iran spewing even out of South Africa. So I think just changing the tone will be constructive from the beginning.
I'm actually fascinated about that, the comment that you made, and I know it's not part of what we were going to be talking about, but the United States ambassador was quite highly censured for comment he made. Whether it was fairly so or unfairly so is not the debate I want to have. But we've seen the Iranian embassy in South Africa running rampant on social media, being very divisive, very provocative. Is there a sense that, or is there a concern that there is complete silence with regard to those comments and that behavior versus the United States?
Well, I kind of knew that would rile you up, but
that is very manipulative of you, David May.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
But no, I mean, if one thing that has been a common thread throughout the relationship with the United States and South Africa under the second Trump administration has been the kind of diplomatic nature and tenor of the relationship and making sure that diplomats do things appropriately and don't offend their host governments and don't put them in bad positions. And so that's what happened with Ibrahim Rasool calling the president a white supremacist, and also with Bozell in South Africa saying things that upset the South African government. But definitely the Bozell comments pale in comparison to what South Africa's Iran's embassy in South Africa is doing in terms of just putting South Africa it's really putting South Africa in a bad light, and the way that it's acting is completely undiplomatic and something that shouldn't be tolerated. The South African government should censure and do whatever it needs to do to get this Iranian embassy in South Africa to stop essentially conducting a Twitter war with the United States out of South Africa.
And with South Africans, actually. I find it quite appalling that a foreign entity can sit in South Africa create divisiveness within the country that it is being hosted by. I find that really, really deeply problematic, but it doesn't seem to bother our government at all. With all of this happening, I keep wondering if this is relevant at all. South Africa, of course, is the center of our world, but with everything going on that in terms of U.S. foreign policy and foreign interests, Lebanon, Iran, everything else, China at play, is this even being noted in the United States, this as in who the ambassador is? Where are we on the list of priorities right now?
It's definitely on the back burner, but within the State Department, within the diplomatic corps of the United States, it's definitely being noticed. I would say right now, given that the distractions, given that the attention of the United States is focused very much elsewhere, now's the time that Meyer and the South African diplomatic corps can really put in the legwork to improve the relationship, with it not being in the focus, not with the temperature not being raised right now. Now's the perfect time to build those relationships and to, you know, to try to show where the mutual interests align. And so right now is the time to do that work, so that if another controversy, if another spat arises, that we're in a better place than we were
to deal with
during the previous ones where ambassadors were recalled.
That is where we leave it. David May, thank you as always. Now you can go to sleep. David is a research manager and a research analyst at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, talking to us about the appointment of the new South African ambassador to the United States.